Welcome to the Danny Palmer Show. Does it sound cool if I say it like that?
Imagine me and you and me. No matter how we toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for you is me, and me is you. John. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Welcome to the Danny Palmer Show. Hey, I think at one point way back in the day, I was going to get some sort of like massive choir to sing the intro, so I'm not using, you know, copyrighted music. Unfortunately, I don't have the budget for a massive choir, but it sounds like a fun idea. Welcome to the Danny Palmer Show. Yep, I think the audio remains low on my recording equipment, but here we go. I feel like it's going to be fine enough, and I have this magic mastering service through my podcast hosting service, Buzzsprout, that hopefully will turn it up some. Also, is that the best name for a podcast hosting service? Buzzsprout? When I was researching which one was best, there was like Radar and like some other ones and shit. And it's like, why did I pick Buzzsprout, dude? But I mean, you know, I guess that I read a bunch of articles. I don't know. How the fuck do you pick shit in life, you know? You gotta do some research and look at a Consumer Reports article. And then you just fucking pick a thing. And then it gets to your house and you're like, I don't want fucking this shit, dude. I don't know if you guys have those, like, smart lights. I love the lights that have all the colors and shit. It's like a color wheel. You can have, like, literally, like, millions of different colors in your house. And then I bought this new one, and it came, and I can't hook it up to my Wi-Fi. I guess it's, like, a different level of Wi-Fi or some shit. And now I just, like, you know, can't use it. Cool. It's fun to, like, go try to get something new. And then you get something new, and you wait for it, and you're all excited. And then something new doesn't work as good as the old shit you have. And you're like, fuck it, dude. Let's just all dig our own graves and climb in. Let's call it. Just kidding. You can follow me on Instagram after that rousing sentiment. At Danny Palmer NYC, I'm going to be in Detroit this weekend. I think you're supposed to do plugs early on in a podcast episode, so that's what I'm doing. Going to be in Detroit, Michigan this weekend at the Detroit House of Comedy. I haven't been there before. I've been to Detroit, but not that venue, and I'm excited about it. Opening for Julio Gallerati. He's very kind to bring me on the road. He always murders. It's going to be great. You can follow him on Instagram, at notjulio. And if you look at the show's link on his website, that's where you can get tickets. And it's going to be super fun. And I'm also doing a Don't Tell show in Detroit this Friday night at like 9:30, somewhere in Greektown. Don't Tell is this like prestigious national comedy event organizing company. I don't even know how to describe it really. But they're really cool. And if you get like a special or like a set published by Don't Tell, it's like a cool thing in the comedy world. Dude, the comedy world is insane. It's like you just have to kind of stumble your way into figuring out what's cool and then try to get the people that are running the cool thing to look at you and like you. It's a wildly different career path than like, say, like law school. You know what I mean? Maybe I should get like a new recording equipment thing to record this podcast. That's another thing about buying new stuff, you know? Like, I thought this thing that I'm using to tape this, I'm like, oh, I just bought this recently. It's really good technology. Apparently, I bought it like 4 fucking years ago in the depths of the pandemic. And I'm in my head, I'm like, oh, this is cutting edge, dude. Cutting edge, Danny. It's like 4 years old. Can't we just get to a point in technology where, like, you can just record podcasts on your phone? And I mean, it sounds just as pristine of quality as it would, like, Howard Stern's studio at Sirius XM. Like, how far away, how far down the line, time-wise, are we from having that functionality and capability? That's going to be sick as fuck, dude. Did I just say functionality and capability? Danny, what are you doing, dude? You fucking dumb corporate loser, dude. I like to call myself a fucking loser when I'm performing on stage. Okay. Just kidding. Just setting up a little thing. Is this inaudible? Is it loud enough? I feel like it's loud enough. Okay, maybe I should run through this shit pretty quick because the audio quality seems to be, or volume seems to be going down. Now I'm just going to be screaming into this. I was like, dude, I used to listen to Danny's show, and then he just was too cheap to get a new H6 Zoom recorder, and now it's just, he's just screaming. It's like going to lunch with your 90-year-old grandparents. Like, what, dude? Shut up. All right? Now, don't tell your grandparents to shut up. That's not what I meant. I read this quote somewhere. It said, L.A. is shitty heaven, while New York is fun hell. I kind of like that. I don't mind living in fun hell. I'd rather be in fun hell than shitty heaven, honestly. Because you can't really enjoy heaven if it's shitty, dude. Send me to fun hell. It's fun there. Okay, this is kind of a tragic note, but I thought this was worth mentioning. I think it was late last year, this really funny comedian, I didn't know him very well, but he's very popular and well-known in the New York scene, especially the Brooklyn comedy scene. And from all accounts, a super nice guy, super great guy. Unfortunately, died in his 30s. So this is a quote from an article I was reading about him. Kenny DeForest died too soon to get truly famous. Yet, after his death, his comedy gained wider praise than he ever enjoyed when he was alive. Seth Meyers and Bill Burr posted tributes to Mr. DeForest on social media. The Comedy Store, incubator of famous comics dating back to Richard Pryor and George Carlin, spelled out R.I.P. Kenny DeForest on its marquee in Los Angeles. His death was reported in Entertainment Weekly, The Guardian, The Daily Mail, and USA Today. If you had talked to Kenny a few weeks before his death, he probably would have said, "Nobody knows me, and I'm not going anywhere," said Lane Pichol, I'm sorry if I'm saying the last name correctly, 36, one of DeForest's many close friends. That clearly was not true. It's just like kind of a telling thing, you know? You think like, oh, it's kind of like the It's a Wonderful Life story. Does my life have meaning? Am I bound for bigger and quote-unquote better things? You might not think so, but you don't realize the sometimes you don't realize the impact you're having on the people around you and how far along you are on the journey. Like I just said, like in comedy, it's a very non-linear career path and world, and things just kind of develop as they develop. And, you know, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on you fucking loser. That's my raspy voice, girlfriend. Okay, no one cares. Okay, I'm going to run through some quotes from my favorite blog, weekly blog, Farnham Street, farnhamstreet.com, on the internet, Danny. That's where it's at. This is from David Segal. I don't know who this is, and I didn't look it up, but we're just going to keep going. He has motivation for anyone working in the trenches. He says, "There is no shortcut for the work, period. There's no magic pill. There's no magic elixir. It's about habits. You have to do things even when you don't want to do them, such as recording a podcast at 11 p.m. at night on a Tuesday night when your sound equipment apparently is on the verge of failing, yet still somehow plugging along. You got to keep doing it." Okay, next quote. "If you want to get rich quickly, the biggest factor is luck. If you want to get rich eventually, the biggest factor is consistency." Ah, keep recording that podcast every week. I don't know if you're listening to this, like whatever thing you have to do that you really don't like to do, because it's a fucking habit that requires a lot of work, just keep going, just keep going. Long-term thinking eliminates a lot of poor behavior. I like that. I like that thought a lot, you know? It's like, oh, I could just go home from work and just watch TV from 7 p.m. till 1 in the morning, or get my ass up and go to the gym, could record a podcast, could fucking do shit. Well, now you're just burning away your leisure time and you're going to be dead for eternity regardless. All right, hon. Fair point. I can't do that voice. I mean, obviously it's not me, it's my girlfriend, but really hurts the old throat. Okay, this is a quote from Sam Altman. He's the OpenAI founder that like got fired from the company. Now he's back. He's like basically the guy that's going to, that has triggered robots eventually strangling us each individually in our own bed with absolute certainty within the next 3 to 5 years. Just kidding. He says, "I think one thing that is really important, that is a really important thing to strive for, is being internally driven, being driven to compete with yourself, not with other people. If you compete with other people, you end up in this mimetic trap and you sort of play this tournament. And if you win, you lose. But if you're competing with yourself and all you're trying to do is for the own self satisfaction and for also the impact you have on the world and the duty you feel to do that, be the best possible version you can. There is no limit to how far that you can drive someone to perform." I think it might have been misquoted a little bit. It seemed a little clunky there. If you're competing for yourself and all you're trying to do is that for your own self-satisfaction and also for the impact you have in the world and the duty you have to do that, then just being the best possible version you can be of yourself, then there's no limit to how far that can drive someone to perform. Okay. I don't know if it was really worth it for me to repeat that, but here we are. I repeated it. Does anybody care if I live or die? They care. They care. And then finally, there's a quote from Charlie Munge. Good old Charlie Munge. I think he's that Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's sideman, like dude that died recently that's like really famous and stuff. Maybe it's Munger. Maybe I took off the R when I cut and pasted this quote. Wow, what a great podcaster. He said, it's good to learn from your mistakes. It's better to learn from other people's mistakes. That's pretty sick. Yeah, so, you know, here we go. Just plugging along. I appreciate everybody listening to this. Apparently, according to Instagram, now that I'm labeled myself as content creator on Instagram, you're supposed to create like 10 reels a week. The people that create like 10 reels a week are more likely to gain 6 times the followers they have than people that don't create that many reels. And so why the fuck am I talking into a microphone with no video late at night on a Tuesday for this? I think it's because I've done this podcast for so long. So I don't know. Just constantly wrestling with, do I keep it going? I think I should keep it going. Because one day if I do hit it big, who knows? You never know. It's unlikely. It's extremely unlikely. But if it did happen, it'd be cool to have this thread, this global thread. You know, it's also like a good video diary. It's like good therapy. You know, like even if you're not trying to be a comedian, like holding a microphone and kind of talking about your life and your thoughts for like 10 to 15 minutes once a week, that's a fairly productive exercise, I would argue. It's more productive if you write it down. All right, that's fair. Well, I don't know. I'm not a genius. If I was a genius, I would be in a studio apartment. Approaching 50. Thank you for listening. That's at the Danny Palmer Show on Instagram. I told you my shows and stuff. Black Cat LES. The next show we have is May 10th, which is a week from this Friday. The lineup is completely insanely good, dude. Here, I'll just read these names. We have Caitlin Reese, Noah Savage, Tom Cassidy, Molly Kornfeld, Jared Waters, Molly Brenner, Darren Passarello. These are all amazing comedians. And thank you for listening and stuff like that. Come to Detroit this weekend. Detroit, dude. It's funny because I'm a big Browns fan, you know, big Cleveland fan. So Detroit's kind of like the enemy. But then if I have like shows in Detroit, I'm like, dude, Detroit is sick. Like, obviously I want the Guardians to beat the Tigers, but Detroit's sick if people come to your show. All right. Thank you. 12 minutes. Not bad. This counts as an episode. This counts. God.